3, 2, 1. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I appear before you to try and go through the new Corey Good court documents. I was kind of reading them to myself, and I realized I might as well be recording it. You know, I had kind of hoped someone would beat me to the punch so I could listen to someone else read this, but I guess I am going to be the one to fulfill that need within the community here. These are the Gaia counterclaims. God, hold on. Let me get my voice used to speaking at this quiet level. It's always, I feel like I have to use NPR voice whenever I record in this way. It's very, very breathy. This is Fresh Air with Perry Gross, a Perry home companion. That's not bad. I kind of like that one. All right. Anyways, the first 30-something pages of this document, I'm going to skip because there's not any, like, actual claim in it. It's just Gaia saying things like, Gaia states that the court has dismissed claim 17 and no response is required. But it doesn't say what, like, claim 17 is or what's in paragraph 213. So we're going to skip that and we're just going to get straight to the counter claims, which start right here. I guess I should say I'm Perry and this is Hidden in Plain Sight. I'm recording this in the middle of the day, which is why Brandon is not here. He is off at work helping Alex do what he does. I decided to wake up early today to knock out my work so I could get an extra hour or two just to hate on Corey Good. The hate fuels me. I'm a dedicated hater. I've been at this for a while, and I'm certainly not going to let an opportunity as good as this pass without providing my fair share of punches towards Corey Good. Okay, let's see here. Counterclaims. Gaia, by and through its attorneys, Davis Gilbert LLP, pursuant to the federal rules of civil procedure, blah, 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 for its counterclaims against plaintiffs James Corey Good and Good Enterprise Solutions, alleges as follows. Natures of the counterclaim. I am interested to see if this document is much easier to read than the one written by Corey's lawyer. Something tells me that's probably going to be the case. These counterclaims are in response to plaintiffs' claims and seek to recover damages from plaintiffs for malicious, tortious acts of defamation. I looked up how to pronounce that word on Google. It says tortious. I'm going with Google. As well as breach of contract, trademark infringement, tortious interference, and unjust enrichment, and to enjoin plaintiffs from further causing harm to Gaia. Parties, defendant counterclaimant Gaia is a Colorado corporation. I'm not going to read their address. Pretty sure that would count as doxing. It just describes what Gaia is. It's a video service and where it's located. Good Enterprise Solutions is a Colorado corporation and then gives it gives the address. It's very funny. The place I went to rehab is like literally blocks away from where all this was happening. It's, you know, as I was healing myself, David and Corey were completely falling apart, which does seem like a fitting counterbalance karmically. Jurisdiction and venue. Jurisdiction is proper in this court because Guy has suffered injury as a result of plaintiff's commission, Colorado, of tortious acts, including publishing defamatory statements about Gaia, and because the contract between Guy and plaintiffs was entered into and performed in Colorado. Now, Corey also tried to claim other people were publishing defamatory statements, but the problem with when he did that is he did not provide any examples of the people doing that. So we'll see if Gaia provides examples. I think the closest Corey got to providing a concrete example was he said Jay Widener had published a video called Fear Being Alliance, and somehow in Corey's dumb mind, he decided that was defamatory. He just a dunce of a man. Additionally, by filing in this court the original and amended complaints alleging claims concerning the same subject matter as those counterclaims, plaintiffs has consented to the jurisdiction of the court. Further, this court has personal jurisdiction over plaintiffs because on information and belief, Good is domiciled in this district and Good Enterprise Solutions' principal place of business is in this district. All right, we're going to skip the jurisdiction stuff. I believe them. I believe they both exist in Colorado. Here we go. Factual allegations overview. I guess I should also point out, for those maybe not caught up, Corey, I think he had 13 claims in what he filed, and 12 and a half were dismissed, with most of those, I turned to Mike Tyson for a second, most of those being dismissed with prejudice. Gaia contracted, and the half claim, I think, was some sort of contract obligation he said Gaia had entered into with him. But he didn't provide any evidence of that, but I think it had to be allowed just because it was possible that maybe he was right, so they couldn't fully dismiss it. We'll see how that plays out. Gaia contracted with GES for Good to appear on the show Cosmic Disclosure, a relationship that lasted for approximately 3 years, June 2015 to August 2018. What a 3 years it was. On CD, Gaia, Cosmic Disclosure, I'm assuming they're going to abbreviate it the rest of the time. On CD, Gaia provided a platform for Good to tell his story, which allowed Good to gain attention and fame in the disclosure community. Gaia paid Good and his company GES generously during that time, including for his appearances on CD, his relocation from Texas to Colorado, and for various planned speaking events. However, while he was still involved in appearing on CD, upon information belief, Good became concerned that he was running out of material and that Gaia would replace him with new talent. They should have hired a talent to begin with. Corey has no talent to speak of. I guess lying is kind of a talent. It's like freestyle rapping. He just lets the lies flow through his consciousness. Rather than quietly cede the spotlight upon information belief, Good began plotting to destroy Gaia and CD. For example, Good stopped appearing for shooting dates and threatened to interfere with any filming and production of CD that involved other talent. Getting an ego like this from something as stupid as Cosmic Disclosure is insane to me. People who are professional athletes don't get egos like Corey Good. He thinks he's Michael Jackson. I hope he ends up the same way. Accordingly, skipped a paragraph here. Upon information belief, Good also started an online campaign to defame and harass Gaia, which involved the posting of numerous articles, petitions, and emails that made wild and false accusations about Gaia and its executives. Accordingly, due to GES and Good's various breaches and tortious conduct, Gaia eventually terminated the then operative contract, thereby ending the party's business relationship. I don't know how I'd never considered this, but yes, of course, what Corey did would have violated any contract. It's typically in the contract that you can't say horrible, horrible things about your company and boss. At the time, Good and GES owed Gaia reimbursement for certain advances previously made, the total amount of which exceeded any final contract payments to which Good and GES may have been otherwise entitled. I believe what that is referring to is the previously mentioned relocation claims, and I think they also paid in advance like $50,000 for speaking engagement, something along those lines. My memory is not terribly precise. Nevertheless, despite GES and Good's failure to make such reimbursements and Good's other tortious conduct, Gaia did not pursue any legal action against plaintiffs. However, after having his contract terminated upon information belief, Good continued his vendetta and smear campaign against Gaia in an attempt to steal Gaia's significant subscriber base and drive Gaia's stock price down. He was pretty specific about that online, wasn't he? It's usually, you know, I don't want to give criminals advice, but if your intent is to harm a company, it's typically not good to state that explicitly, because then if you do cause harm in a legal manner, when it comes time for the lawsuit, people can point to you saying, hey, I want to specifically damage the company in this way. It's, you know, that's something a reasonable person would consider, but we are speaking about Corey Good. Good's vendetta continued to involve him making malicious and false statements about Gaia and its executives, accusing them of reprehensible, illegal, and immoral activity. Upon information belief, Good also directed others to make additional or similar malicious and false statements in an attempt to provide corroboration to his fabrications. Upon information belief, Good then disseminated and amplified the publication of other statements through a calculated scheme designed to punish Gaia for terminating its relationship with him and elevating other talent to appear on CD. Upon information, belief, Good communicated to his friends that his defamatory statements and other actions were specifically designed to adversely affect Gaia's stock price, and he purportedly reacted with glee anytime Gaia's stock price went down. If I recall correctly, he did tweet about that quite frequently. And I think in his deposition, he said they lost like $200 million when he left, which of course they didn't. Corey's not worth anywhere close to that amount of money. As part of his plot, Good also misappropriated Gaia's intellectual property by posting Gaia's copyrighted materials on his own website in multiple languages and using Gaia's trademark to attempt to divert Gaia's customers and revenues to his own businesses. That kind of makes sense, because I feel like for a long time, the only version of Cosmic Disclosure I found circulating on the internet was like a Brazilian version. I was wondering where that came from. I'm guessing it's when Corey put all this stuff in multiple languages on his own site. Good's vendetta of malicious and false statements and other tortious acts reached its zenith when he filed the original complaint in this action. Upon information belief, the filing of the original complaint and all subsequent filings included an operative complaint are, including the operative complaint, are part of Good's calculated scheme to attack Gaia's business and its professional reputation. Good's actions were and are, upon information belief, intended to publicly humiliate, harass, threaten, and harm Gaia and its employees. Good's scheme involving publishing his defamatory statements on various internet and social media sites, all of which are publicly available and have been viewed by an unknown number of third parties, including Gaia's business partners and potential customers. Good and his acolytes. Oof, what a low role to be relegated to in life. Corey Good's acolytes. His acolytes have continued their attacks despite Gaia requesting on numerous occasions that Good take down the defamatory statements and cease and desist committing any further tortious acts. Because of Good's actions, including the filing the complaint and pursuing the claims therein, Gaia is left with no alternative but to assert these counterclaims. This goes back to something I keep bringing up, which is all of this is Corey's fault. None of this would be happening if not for Corey Good. If he had dropped these lawsuits or not brought them, there would be no counterclaims. Everyone could have just moved on. But Corey's ego is far too grand to have allowed himself to fail. He can't stomach the fact that he ran out of shit to say and he got replaced. He needs to be the main character. And that's brought about these lawsuits where he then fundraised and all that stuff, only to bring about his downfall in a much more severe fashion, I would imagine. I would guess these Gaia claims are going to be much more legitimate than his own. Contracts between the parties. Well, if they mention anything specific about a contract, they've done much better than Corey did, because he made no specific claims. Corey's only claim was, I need more money. Or if you have provided me money, it was not enough money. He always needs more. He's a greedy boy. In June 2015, plaintiffs and Gaia began discussing Good's appearance on CD. On or about June 20th, 2015, Gaia contracted with GES for the services of Good to appear in Gaia programs, including CD. The 2015 contract is what they're going to refer to this as, a copy of which was previously filed as exhibit blah, blah, blah. Pursuant to the 2015 contract, Good was to perform on-camera services and consult regarding pre-production, as well as make efforts to promote and market the Gaia programs in which Good appeared. I wonder if the marketing requirement is why Corey has what I believe to be majority fake Twitter followers. Because if you go on Twitter, Corey's got, it's like 74 point something thousand, and then he tweets something and he gets 6 likes. So I don't know if all 75,000 people following him just fucking hate his guts, but those numbers don't quite make sense to me, because that's about the numbers we do on a tweet, and we have barely over 1,000. So he's got 74,000 more followers than us, but receives the same amount of interaction we typically would. The 2015 contract contemplated that no fewer than 52 programs, approximately 30 minutes in duration, would be produced during the term. The 2015 contract provided that Good's responsibilities related to performing in the programs would include attendance and performance at rehearsals, principal photography, and voiceover sessions, and any necessary retake or overdub sessions. I can't believe that show was rehearsed. How? What do you rehearse? He was that unengaging on camera after a rehearsal. He's human ambient. There's no personality there. It was just his fantastical stories. In exchange for the talent services to be provided by Good, Guy agreed to pay Good a fee for appearing in the programs plus certain expenses. Guy agreed to provide a refundable upfront advance of $20,000 for a portion of fees due to Good for services performed. The 2015 contract was for a term of 90 days beyond the completion of Good's agreed talent services. On or about August 22, 2016, Guy again contracted with GES for the services of Good to appear in Gaia programs, including CD. This is that same 2016 contract now. Pursuant to the 2016 contract, Good was to perform on-camera services and consult regarding pre-production, make efforts to promote and market the Gaia programs. 2016 contract left open the number of programs that would be produced during the term, but provided that Good was to work with Gaia in good faith to determine the number. The 2016 contract provided that Good's responsibilities related to performing in the programs would include attendance and performance at this, the same stuff, rehearsals, and it's the same stuff as the 2015 contract. Additionally, Guy agreed to pay Good for certain expenses, a commission for referring new subscribers, and if applicable, a royalty based on licensing net receipts earned via television syndication. So I believe this was the one claim that was not dismissed. Was Corey to claim there was some sort of Amazon contract, like they had licensed Cosmic Disclosure to Amazon, so he's saying he is owed that licensing, but there's no evidence that there was any money left over after licensing net receipt. Guy agreed to provide in advance a portion of the fees due to Good for services performed upon completion of principal photography. The 2016 contract was for a term of the later of 1 year, beginning August 1st, 2016, or the completion of Good's agreed talent services. The contract provided that it would automatically renew for successive one-year periods unless either party terminated earlier by notice, and the contract provided that Gaia would terminate the agreement and be relieved of its obligations thereunder by providing 30 days written notice of cause, the definition of which includes inter alia, Good's material, and persistent failure to perform his obligations pursuant to the contract and Good's making of malicious or defamatory comments about Gaia, the programs, or Gaia's officers or employees. The contract provided that it would be construed in accordance with the laws of the state of Colorado. Both the 2015 and 2016 contract provided that Gaia would retain all rights to CD and programs, which is exactly what I thought it would say. I'm pretty sure we talked about this last time. I read through the documents. Like, of course, Corey is not going to own the content he created on another business's platform. It makes no sense. On or about August 29th, 2017, Gaia and GES agreed to amend the 2016 contract for the continued services of Good to appear in Gaia programs, including CD. The August 2017 amendment, a copy of which is filed right as Exhibit C, the August 2017 amendment extended the term of the 2016 contract for an additional 1 year, beginning September 1st, 2017, and continuing through August 31st, 2018. The August 2017 amendment also revised the payment of fee advances, the rate for completing production of programs, and the commission rate for referring new subscribers. The August 2017 amendment added a subparagraph providing that Gaia would pay Good $50,000 for appearances at two live events. That's okay. That's the $50,000 I mentioned previously. That Gaia would make an advance payment of $25,000 upon execution of the amendment. Man, what a sweet gig. On or about August 25th, 2017, Gaia made the $25,000 advance payment related to Good's anticipated appearance at two future live events. On or about November 7th, 2017, Gaia and Good Enterprise Solutions agreed to further amend the 2016 contract for the continued services of Good to appear in Gaia programs. This is that 2017 amendment. The 2017 amendment revised the paragraph regarding programs, but left open the number that would be produced, had a subparagraph that Gaia would reimburse Good up to $20,000 for relocation expenses, subject to an additional agreement, the relocation benefit agreement made on November 2017. The relocation benefit agreement, a copy of which was filed as exhibit, blah, 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 between Good and Gaia provides that Good would have no obligation to repay the reimbursed or directly paid relocation costs if he remained under contract with Gaia for 36 months from the date of his relocation. Under contract was defined as there being a fully executed agreement between Good and Gaia and Good appearing in a minimum of 360 minutes of published content per quarter. That's not a whole lot. The relocation benefit agreement provided that Good was not under contract at any time in the 36 that if Good was not under contract at any time in the 36 months after his relocation, he would repay Gaia a portion of the relocation expenses prorated to the amount of time he was under contract. Good agreed to repay any relocation expenses due within 2 weeks of no longer being under contract. What are the odds that Corey Good repaid those expenses? I'm going to guess about zero. Good further agreed that if he was obligated to repay any relocation expenses, that Gaia could deduct that amount from any future payment to which he may otherwise be entitled. You know, it's funny reading through this. As I mentioned before, Corey had all these claims and there was just like no evidence. And all these claims are littered with like the exhibit numbers. So, you know, there's proof of what Gaia is claiming. It's much easier to win a lawsuit when you have proof. Corey probably, you know, should have thought of that. Although his bar for proof is relatively low. He probably learned that from David. David, by the way, who mentioned us in his last live stream, he said the screenshots that I had posted of the conversation between Shadow of Ezra, stating that Shadow of Ezra has no idea who the fuck David is and they're not sending him hidden messages. He said that was fake. Of all the things for David Wilcock to decide was fake, all the things he believes, and yet a screenshot of a conversation where the person is clearly stating what I said they stated, he has decided that is false. That is that's false. So according to David, screenshot of a conversation, false. Corey Good hanging out with Blue Chickens, very believable. It's funny how that system works. We'll talk about that more next week when we go over that live stream of David. Good further agreed that in any legal action brought to enforce the terms of the relocation benefit agreement, that the prevailing party shall be entitled to recover the costs of such action, including attorney's fees. I shouldn't have agreed to that. Upon information belief, Good relocated from Texas to Colorado in or around November 2017. On or about December 11th, 2017, my birthday, by the way, ooh, synchronicity, Gaia reimbursed Good $6,083.62. And on or about December 18th, 2017, Gaia reimbursed Good $4,986. Both reimbursements made pursuant to the relocation benefit agreement and the November 2017 amendment, collectively totaling $11,069.62. I'm not going to make the easy joke there. Let me get a drink of water. You know, one of the difficult things about doing this solo is I have nothing to throw to when I need to get a drink of water. So everyone take a deep breath. Let's sit in silence momentarily while I enjoy my grapefruit water. Oh, that's the stuff. Okay. After executing the 2017 amendments, Good began to breach the terms of the 2016 contract, including by failing on multiple occasions to appear for scheduled production dates. Indeed, after executing the November 2017 amendment and the relocation benefit agreement, Good appeared in less than 360 minutes of published content per quarter. Additionally, upon information belief in 2018, Good began to make malicious and defamatory comments. I hope they get specific on that. I'd really like to know what he said about Gaia and certain Gaia officers and employees, many of which were published online as detailed herein. Excellent. As a result of his actions and failing to appear for scheduled production dates and make malicious and defamatory comments, Gaia exercised its rights to terminate the 2016 contract with cause on or about July 13, 2018, by notifying plaintiffs in writing of such termination. Pursuant to paragraph 7K of the 2016 contract, Gaia's termination thereof was effective on August 12, 2018. Because the performance contract was terminated on August 12, 2018, less than 36 months after Good's relocation, Good was never deemed to be under contract because of his failure to appear in a minimum of 360 minutes of published content per quarter. Good was obligated to repay the entire relocation payment consistent with the terms of the relocation benefit agreement. Gaia determined that the amount due from Good for the relocation payment was greater than any further amounts due to Good pursuant to the 2016 contract and therefore withheld, pursuant to the relocation benefit agreement, any further payments to Good. You know, not to keep harping on it, but there really is a substantial difference when someone has evidence versus, you know, if you go back and listen to me reading through some of the claims Corey had, this is much more detailed. I guess it's very easy to provide details when all you have to do is fabricate them, as Corey was used to. But when you actually have to have, like, concrete details, it's much more difficult, unless you're a competent adult, as it seems that Gaia's lawyers are. I never thought I'd find myself rooting for the corporation in a situation like this, but Corey's just so unlikable, he makes me do it. Gaia determined that the amount due from Good, right, I already read that, they withheld payment. Even taking into account any payments to which Good otherwise may have been entitled, Good still owes Gaia for repayment of the relocation payment. Gaia has made numerous demands to Corey for repayment of the amount of relocation payment owed, including most recently on March 7th, 2019, but Good has refused to reimburse Gaia. Further, GES and Good owe Gaia for repayment of the advanced event payment. Gee, that's not, so he owes them, what was that? That was $50,000 or was it $20,000? $25,000. Gaia has made numerous demands to GES for repayment of the $25,000 advance on live event fees, including most recently on March 7th, 2019, but GES has refused to reimburse Gaia. I love that Corey spends money like a rapper. It's the coolest thing he does is he just got this money apparently and fucked it all the way instantly and never considered the possibility that he might have to pay it back if he didn't fulfill his contract. It's much cooler. I like the Allen Iverson version of Corey that just spends frivolously. What else is money for if not tricking it off? Right, so he's refused to reimburse them. Unfortunately, Guy's termination of its contract with Good did not mark the end of his misconduct, as thereafter Good continued his calculated plot. Well, I don't think he can perform calculations. I think in the same way you can get like an octopus to play chess, I think Corey can technically do calculations in so much as he could mash his nubby fingers on a calculator, but I don't think there's any, I think he's too stupid to have intent. He exists purely in the moment, kind of like a golden retriever, if a golden retriever could be malicious. Additional background on Good. Although unknown to Gaia at the time it began doing business with him, upon information belief, Good has a history of bad breakups. Oh boy, does he. I hope we get into this. And fabricating information about former business partners and employers, including accusing them of illegal activities. He really does have like a playbook. Anytime something goes wrong, he accuses the other party of doing horrific things and then just continues to malign them. For example, based on court records from a case filed in District Court, Dallas County, Texas, 116th Judicial District, cause number blah, 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 upon being fired from a position with Darling International, Inc. In 2013, Good fabricated a story accusing his former employers of threatening and terrorizing him. Based on court records from that case, Good claimed in a video posted to YouTube that Darling employees had made terrorist threats to him and his family, including by placing a knife and a bullet outside of Good's home. I love that so much. I think, now I can't say for sure, maybe it'll go into this, but I believe it was determined that Corey was the one who placed the bullet and the knife there. Based on sworn affidavits submitted by two of Darling's employees and based on the allegations of the verified complaint filed in action, Good's claims in the YouTube video were completely false. I can't believe it. Corey said something false on video. Based on court records from that case, after posting the video on YouTube, Good contacted hexed by a witch. Good contacted Darling by an email that included a link to the YouTube video and a threatening statement that Darling partners and future prospective partners will be shocked to see here read some of the behavior that has thus far been allowed to continue in this organization. Based on additional court records from the case, the court first entered a temporary restraining order against Good. enjoining him from threatening, harassing, or harming Darling and its agents and from going within 200 yards of the protected parties. Based on additional court records from that case, the court then entered a temporary injunction and finally an agreed permanent injunction to enjoin the same behavior and continue these same protections to Darling and protected parties. Similarly, based on court records from another case before this court, Good has accused other former business partners of various crimes, including extortion and embezzlement. In this, you know, this kind of a fool me once type scenario, which is I understand how one time you might do business with someone who's apparently like a violent felon and you may not know. But if three straight companies in a row are they employ solely felons, that doesn't really check out. So either Corey is lying or he is the worst judge of character possible, which is a very funny thing for a man who claims to be an intuitive empath. That's kind of supposed to be his talent, is recognizing the inner intent of individuals. Upon information, belief, including based on the false and defamatory allegations against Guy and its employees, when a business relationship sours, Good goes on the offensive by falsely accusing his business partners of crimes and other deplorable activities. All right, I think this is the section, Good's defamatory statements about Gaia. As Good had previously done upon information belief to Darling and others after the party's business relationship ended, Good engaged in a vendetta against Gaia. Upon information belief, Good pursued his malicious vendetta by knowingly spreading false information about Gaia through a barrage of emails, social media, and internet postings. Upon information belief, Good has directly posted or been involved in creating hundreds of disparaging and often defamatory statements about Gaia and its executives. I'm so happy this is in the document. The David Wilcock email, July 1st, 2018. This is the one where he accuses them all of being Luciferians. One of Good's co-hosts on Cosmic Disclosure was David Wilcock. Upon information belief in late 2017 or early 2018, prior to having his contract terminated by Gaia, Good became concerned that he was running out of material to present on CD and that Gaia would replace him with new talent. Accordingly, upon information belief, Good approached Wilcock and conspired with him to refuse to agree to work with any other talent on CD. However, Good and Wilcock were not able to persuade Gaia to limit appearances on CD to the two of them, and they were asked to record episodes of CD with new talent. Upon information belief, Good's concern about this development led him to further conspire with Wilcock for both to end their relationship with Gaia and embark on a calculated scheme to bring down Gaia and take its customer base for their own planned platform. Well, that has failed miserably, hasn't it? Upon information belief to that end, Good worked with Wilcock to craft a departure email that would initially be sent to Gaia executives as one of the first phases of Good's plot. On July 1st, 2018, Wilcock sent the departure email, the Wilcock email, it's in nice scare quotes there, to Gaia executives Brad Warkins and Kirsten Medvedich. That sounds like a small forward for the Timberwolves. Beyond merely notifying Gaia of Wilcock's intent to end his relationship with Gaia, the Wilcock email included numerous false and defamatory statements, boy did it, accusing Gaia and certain of its executives of illegal and immoral behavior. For example, Wilcock claimed that another Gaia show in which he was involved, quote, is literally saying that God is evil and Lucifer is God, who, ahem, also happens to be a reptilian alien. Defamatory statement, WE1. Oh boy, are they fucked. Discussing his belief about the entirely debunked Pizzagate conspiracy theory and apparently connecting Gaia to the purported conspiracy. There's the bar for defamation in this country is thankfully very fucking high, but there are certain things you can't really do. And accusing someone publicly of being a pedophile, I think that's certainly on the list. That's a very terrible thing to accuse someone of. Wilcock went on to say that the Gaia show Ancient Civilizations, quote, went forward on the Gaia network despite my public attestations of the evidence that pedophilia, human sacrifice, cannibalism, and Luciferianism are being practiced in elite circles. Wilcock further stated that, quote, therefore the company was apprised at the very beginning that the Ancient Civilizations program was promoting Lucifer. Lest there be any doubt about Wilcox's accusations against Gaia, he expressly stated that the Gaia program, Ancient Civilizations, quote, is Luciferian propaganda disguised as entertainment. Luciferianism is the religion of the elite globalist group I oppose. Luciferianism is commonly used as an excuse for pedophilia, human sacrifice, cannibalism, and genocidal aspirations among other very unsavory things. What else is left? Pedophilia, cannibalism, human sacrifice, and genocide. I think that kind of checks all the major boxes. I don't know what other unsavory and jaywalking. To further clarify his accusations, Wilcox stated that, quote, the ongoing promotion of Lucifer on Gaia is also an enormous corporate liability. this whole situation is so silly. Can you guys imagine this happening in your job? I don't know where you work, but I imagine if someone at your work starts shouting about how your bosses are part of the global elite pedophiles and they worship Satan, everyone would correctly assume they were an insane person. I guess the context in which this occurred allowed it to get by for a bit longer than normal, but it's a undoubtedly crazy thing to do. Wilcox continued his denigration of Gaia by stating, quote, I have witnessed multiple cases in which a commercial for Lucifer, I mean Ancient Civilizations, ooh, good one, David, is burned into the end of my show, Cosmic Disclosure. I like they called it his show and not his and Corey's show. They both have fantastic egos. It's one of the best part about this is, people are supposed to be part of Love and Light, have an insatiable desire for attention. This is tantamount to a propaganda war against my own following, which is almost entirely Judeo-Christian. Is that true? Is Wilcox following Judeo-Christian? I don't believe that's the case. This is, it violates my own religious freedom, since publicly I've made it very clear that I do not think the God of the Abrahamic religions is a demiurge that is luring everyone into a soul trap. And that Lucifer is our misunderstood reptilian savior. Again, what a reasonable thing to accuse people of doing. They're crazy people. I mean, at least this certainly comes across as something only a crazy person could do. How could, knowing all the information, having all the information they say they have, how could both of them be tricked into working for a bunch of Luciferian reptilian pedophiles unless they're completely incompetent, don't possess the abilities they claim to have, which is what I believe, or I don't even know what the other option is. The pedophiles are so good that they tricked them. I don't know how you would... I feel like someone as evil as what they're claiming, it would be pretty easy to read between the lines and figure them out much sooner than 3 years later. It's very convenient that once the show started doing worse, all of a sudden they had these grand revelations about how evil everyone was. Wilcox then made allegations about Gaia's business practices, including by stating, quote, to then edit Corey Good and me both into a show that aggressively attacks God as evil and Lucifer as good constitutes a breach of the contract I signed as an employee. This could furthermore be legitimately considered as fraud. I don't believe that's true at all. And the lack of integrity in Guy's verbal agreements is so high that I no longer trust anything that anyone this company says to me unless I get it in writing. In short, Wilcox accused Gaia and its employees of being Luciferians engaged in promoting pedophilia, human sacrifice, cannibalism, and genocidal aspirations. Well, that probably does rise to the level of defamation. Wilcox also attacked Gaia's business practices by claiming it committed fraud and breached contracts. Defamatory statement. Okay, just list all the different defamatory statements in the email. In total, the Wilcox email was thousands of words. It was very long. I'm sure you're all shocked to hear that David couldn't keep things brief. But yes, that was he wrote an epic tome about Gaia. Completely shocked by the allegations in the Wilcox email, Gaia responded to Wilcox and asked to talk to him to understand where the allegations were coming from. Wilcox was largely non-responsive to Gaia's outrage. Shocking. Gaia would come to learn why, and the reason for the Wilcox email and the Wilcox email defamatory statements because of what came next. Upon information and belief, the reprehensible allegations against Guy on the Wilcock email, including the Wilcock email defamatory statements, were not merely for purpose of explaining Wilcock's departure. Upon information and belief, Good assisted in drafting the Wilcock email and the Wilcock email defamatory statement. I'm not going to keep repeating that whole phrase. I'll just call it the Wilcock email. Because he intended to leak it online as part of his plan to attack and defame Guy. What an idiot. Only two people get an email. There's the person who sends it and the person who receives it, assuming there's only one recipient. If it got leaked, of course it would be easy to trace back where the email came from. Isn't Corey theoretically, doesn't he have a background in cybersecurity? Isn't that what the company that got the restraining order on him? I'm pretty sure that's what they're involved in. What? It cannot possibly be emphasized enough. Corey, through all his actions, I have come to believe he may be one of the dumbest men in existence. He's an evil Mr. Magoo. He's just completely inept, and he stumbles through life accusing others of horrific things. That'd be a good show. You know, Corey should just embrace the dark side and start doing all these things on video. Be more entertaining than what he's doing now. Upon information belief, Good assisted in drafting the Wilcock email. He intended to leak it online. Right. Upon information belief, Good published the Wilcock email, including these statements, by forwarding it to numerous others in the disclosure community and suggesting that they post it online. In fact, there were postings online of the Wilcock email itself or videos involving people reading the Wilcock email, including by Laura Eisenhower and others. Good, as well as Wilcock and others who posted it, knew that Wilcock, the statements were false or recklessly disregarded for the falsity of the statements and published them with malice and with the intent to harm Gaia. See, that is the big part about defamation, is you got to be able to prove that the people knew it was false, but they still went ahead and did it anyways for the purpose of harming the people. The defamatory statements are interest and defamatory per se, in that they are specifically directed at Gaia, and the defamatory meaning is apparent from the face of the statements without the aid of extrinsic proof. The Wilcock email statements accuse Gaia of promoting Lucifer and Luciferianism, and they directly injure Gaia's business and professional reputation. Additionally, the statements caused direct damage to Gaia by encouraging subscribers to terminate their relationship with Gaia, thus causing a loss of subscription fees. We now move on to June 2018, the Change.org petition. I don't even remember this. Upon information and belief, in addition to attacking Gaia from within using the Wilcock email, Good took his campaign public by working with his associates to draft defamatory statements about Gaia and post them on various websites. It's always good to, you know, brainstorm your defamatory statements. Yeah, I get it's a good group project. Everyone can come together, united for the purpose of hate. Upon information belief, one such screed was posted on Change.org, a petition website often used for social justice initiatives. Unlike those using Change.org to gain support for social justice, upon information and belief, Good was using the platform as part of a scheme to defame and attack Gaia. A Change.org petition posted on or before June 11, 2018, titled "Please Cancel Your Gaia Subscription," was purportedly posted by someone identifying themselves as Team Gaia. I do vaguely remember this portion. Upon information and belief, Good, either individually or through others who he informed and directed, posted the petition on Change.org. Moreover, Good linked to and commented on the petition on his own Facebook page. Included in the petition were defamatory and otherwise tortious statements. God, Corey's so dumb. How could he? Well, the answer to the how is always because he is very dumb. But the idea that he would publish all these awful statements and then still possess the hubris necessary to be the one to sue all these other people when he was the one who had performed all the wrongs. All these lawsuits are just a monument to the man's arrogance. It's kind of great, though, isn't it? Like, now that it hasn't worked out, it's very enjoyable for us to all come together to watch his downfall. We've been waiting on it for a very long time, but I think few could have predicted it would be so satisfying. For example, The petition includes statements that Guy's management team lacks honesty and engages in perpetual emotional, mental, and fear-based verbal abuse, inappropriate, and harassing treatments. The statements that Guy's management team is untruthful and abusive are false. The defamatory statements, it lists a few. They're false statements of fact. Upon information believed, Good assisted in drafting the petition and the petition defamatory statements and was involved with posting the petition online. Upon information believed, Good published these things by hyperlinking to it in his social media accounts and forwarding it to numerous others in the disclosure community. Upon information believed, Good, as well as others involved in posting it, knew that the defamatory statements were false or recklessly disregarded the falsity of the statements and published them with malice and with intent to cause harm to Gaia. The petition statements are injurious and defamatory per se in that they are specifically directed at Gaia, and the defamatory meaning is apparent from the face of the statements without the aid of extrinsic proof. The defamatory statements state that Gaia and its management team are dishonest and abusive, and they directly injure Gaia's business and professional reputation. Beyond just including the petition defamatory statements, the petition also used such statements as the basis for an express call to action for Gaia subscribers to cancel their subscriptions. I remember that part. Indeed, the defamatory statements caused... I love indeed. Indeed. The petition defamatory statements caused direct damages to Gaia by encouraging Gaia subscribers to terminate their relationship with Gaia, thus causing the loss of subscription fees. Upon information believed through the petition, Good interfered with the business relationship between Gaia and many of its subscribers using wrongful means, namely the assertion of false and defamatory statements about Gaia and its management team. The petition also misappropriated at least one of Gaia's trademarks, a pictorial depiction reading Gaia Seeking Truth, herein after the mark. The use of the mark in the petition was for the purpose of competing with Gaia, as the petition encouraged Gaia's customers to cancel their subscriptions and instead direct such money to another truth-seeking researcher, insider, or experiencer, as Good claims to be. See, that whole thing where they used the mark in such a way that it could be misconstrued as being directly from Gaia, that is what Corey failed to do in his lawsuit, because obviously Jay Widener saying the fear being alliance, no reasonable person, which of course Corey is not, no reasonable person could possibly have misinterpreted that to be a statement from Good Enterprise Solutions itself. But I think in this case, you know, using a company's logo in a letter that defames them, that does pretty clearly to me seem to be a wrongful use. I guess we'll see how it all plays out. The petition also misappropriated the trademark, right? The GEM emails, GEM, I'll just call it GEM. Upon information believed, Good also attacked Gaia posing as a fabricated group named GEM. Yes, the Gaia employee movement, how could I forget? Upon information believed, GEM was purportedly a group of current and former Gaia employees, hence the name Gaia Employee Movement, leaking information about Gaia to others in the disclosure community. Okay, again, here's the problem. Unless a bunch of people had been fired from Gaia at the same time, of course the person who's going to be posting all this stuff is going to be the upset former employee. Why would a current employee be doing this? Obviously, the person doing it has been wronged by Gaia, and the clear suspect was going to be Corey or David. Upon information belief, GEM was purportedly a group, right? Sorry. Upon information belief, GEM's manner of operating was to drop information by sending emails and or documents, those considered to be friendly to its purpose. One such drop, which was eventually forwarded to Gaia employees, contained numerous false and defamatory statements about Gaia and its executives. For example, the purported drop stated that it was from GEM movement equal Gaia employee movement and went on to assert that Den Lucifer Coven equals CIA front. I bet he thought if he included the question mark, that would give him plausible deniability. Talent kept as slaves? Well, yeah, way to not overstate your position. Other talent owned slaves? It's all fragmented. He writes this like he's the fucking Zodiac Killer. Upon information believed, Good intentionally published the defamatory GEM statements. First of all, Corey, if you want to defame someone, come to me. Brandon and I could help you with that, as long as you take the fall for it. We're free agents, available to the highest bidder. I'm just kidding. I would never work with Corey on anything. I think he's a terrible person. Upon information believed, Good intentionally published the defamatory Gem statements by acting as Gem and sending or dropping the email to others in the disclosure community. I'm assuming he only used the word drop because of QAnon, so you don't like Q drops. These statements were false or recklessly disregarded by the falsity of the claims and published them with malice and with intent to cause harm to Gaia. The defamatory Gem statements are injurious and defamatory per se in that they are specifically directed. Right. We know what defamatory means at this point. The defamatory Gem statements state that Gaia is an illegitimate CIA front and improperly controls talent, all of which is directly, all of which directly injures Gaia's business and professional reputation. Fade to Light blog, late 2018. God, I had forgotten about this too. There was some sort of issue between Corey and Fade to Black. I believe, and again, I don't quite recall. I think Jason Rice went on Fade to Black, and then Corey hit him with a cease and desist. I don't quite remember the context of the Fade to Light blog, but I guess we're about to find out. Upon information believed, Good also attacked Gaia by giving information to bloggers, including one named Thomas Crown. Oh, my iPhone storage is full. That is devastating. Can I live fix this? I'm going to doubt no. I'll just upload this as audio only. That is very unfortunate, but I thought I was going to get away with it because I managed to do it last time. But oh well, this is going to be much easier now that I don't have to worry about the camera, though. I can get this episode up much quicker. Upon information believed, Good linked to and commented on the Fade to Light blog on his own social media accounts and or pages. In a November 28th, 2018 post titled The Fall of Gaia, Inc., the FTL blog stated that Gaia, Inc. employees are allegedly directly responsible for contacting the group Good refers to as the Dark Alliance, who attacked Good mercilessly last year through cyber and in-person harassment, stalking, and doxing in an attempt to completely destroy his reputation in the UFO community. In the same post, the Fade to Light blog stated that the conspiracy originated and was coordinated at the very top of Gaia leadership, who encouraged and required employees to harass and blacklist Good from the entire UFO industry. Defamatory statements FTL1 and FTL2 are false statements of fact. Upon information believed, Good published the FTL blog defamatory statements to Thomas Crown and may have assisted in drafting the FTL blog and the blog defamatory statements. Upon information and belief, Good, as well as others involved in posting it, knew that the FTL blog defamatory statements were false or recklessly disregarded the falsity of these statements and published them with malice and with the intent to cause harm to Gaia. The FTL blog defamatory statements are injurious and defamatory per se in that they are specifically directed at Gaia, and the defamatory meaning is apparent from the face of the statements without the aid of extrinsic proof. The FTL blog defamatory statements state that Gaia and its management team are dishonest and abusive, and they directly injure Gaia's business and professional reputation. YouTube video, March 21st, 2020. Upon information believed, Good is one of the speakers in a video titled Corey Good As You Wish, Talk Radio Exclusive, Tell All Interview, further referred to as just video. Upon information believed, the video was recorded in or around March 2020. Upon information believed, the video was published on YouTube.com on March 21st, 2020 by James Gilliland. Isn't he the E-City guy? YouTube video, Gaia allegations, at approximately 6:00, I'm not going to give the timestamps. Good states that, quote, then certain executives, contractors, and employees at Gaia then went on the warpath and started gaslighting all of these very disturbed people that have been cyber-stalking us. Then goes on to say, quote, a lot of people, they were unable to get people to come and do new shows because everyone was figuring out that your intellectual property could get stolen. My life story turned Gaia from a $150 million company into a $300 million company. When we left, guess what? It went right back down. I don't think that's true. Good states, quote, the employees were encouraged to harass me as well. He then states, referring to Gaia and others, quote, each of these people, if you look at them, they profess some form of Luciferian or satanic sort of dark magical beliefs. Later in the video, Good states, again referring to Guy and others, quote, some of the people, they're in those triggered states. They're being used as useful idiots. Well, he would know about idiots, wouldn't he? By corporate and other people that are giving them money or encouragement to go after us. So that is extremely irresponsible, because who knows? One of these people could do something very bad. Then it just lists all these statements and says that he intentionally published them. And it's the whole thing about him knowing it was false and reckless and all that stuff. So we're going to skip down to the next part. The defamatory video statements imply that Guy has hired people to stalk and harass Good, that its executives worship Lucifer, and that Guy lost $150 million upon Good's departure, all of which directly injures Guy's business and professional reputation. Video Wilcock email. Good refers to the Wilcock email and states that it spells out beautifully what went on there. Good goes on to say, again referring to the Wilcock email, everyone should read it. Quote, we'll find it and make sure there's a link in the description. In a continued bad faith effort to promote, publish, and publicize the Wilcock email defamatory statements. The video contains numerous other defamatory false statements about Guy, and upon information and belief contains other fabricated information. Twitter response, August 23rd, 2021, or thereabouts. Good's vendetta and defamatory statements continued even after this action was commenced. A post on Twitter dated August 23rd, 2021, included the statements, are... What a dum-dum. He meant to say R, O-U-R. What, unbelievable. Okay. Quote, I fell back into Gaia recently, in particular Cosmic Disclosure. I'm not sure if I can trust it anymore. In response, Good posted, oh, that was just a random Twitter guy. Okay, that wasn't Corey Good. It was some other random idiot. In response, Good posted, details are in our federal racketeering lawsuit, and we saw how that went, against Gaia. Our lead attorney was nearly killed in a hit and run by an organized crime member recently. Very suspicious timing. Who goes to police/courts for help, victims or perpetrators. Upon information belief, Good intentionally published the Twitter defamatory statement. He knew he published with malice intent. It's that whole rigmarole again. So we're going to skip through about all the damage it caused, because we've already read it. That's the annoying part about these legal things, is they tend to just sort of repeat information over and over again. Upon information belief, Good communicated with friends and colleagues using the messaging application WhatsApp about his desire and efforts to impact Gaia's stock price. Gaia has been damaged by the defamatory statements in the operation of its business. Gaia has also been forced to incur costs to take extra security measures due to numerous threats that Gaia has received. Gaia has been further damaged in an amount yet to be determined, including without limitation, due to the loss of current and potential new customers and business partners who have been exposed to each of the defamatory statements. Good's other torts. Sounds like it would be delicious. A nice tort or tart, whatever it is. Beyond me, I'm one of the idiots too. I include myself amongst that group. Beyond making and disseminating the defamatory statements, Good schemed to take down Guy, including the commission of other torts. On or about October 3rd, 2018, Good sent a threatening letter to Jason Rice, one of the individuals who replaced him on CD. Good threatened that he would take any necessary precautions, clearly implying litigation, if Rice participated in any broadcast by Gaia that improperly used Good's purported trademarks, as alleged by Good. After receiving Good's threatening letter, Rice ended his relationship with Gaia. Okay, so that is what happened to him. I don't think we ever knew for sure, but that makes a lot of sense. Additionally, Good posted on his own personal website, thespherebeingalliance.com, transcripts from at least 164 episodes of Cosmic Disclosure, including a number of episodes that did not include Good, which remained on Good's website until August 9th, 2018. Per the parties' agreements, the rights to CD transcripts were Gaia's, and Good has no right to post them on his website. Upon information and belief, Good posted the transcripts on his personal website. This was done intentionally and in bad faith. I think that's what most of Corey's actions are in this case. It's all intentional and bad faith. Good retained the transcripts on his website even after receiving multiple requests from Gaia and its counsel to remove them. Although Good eventually did remove the transcripts thereafter, and around November 2019, he posted at least one full video of a new Cosmic Disclosure episode at the website Spherebang Alliance. Good's bad faith is further established by his later actions directing individuals to other websites where episodes or transcripts were illegally uploaded. For example, in a Facebook post, Good posted a link to Season 2, Episode 14 of CD, which had been posted on the website BitChute.com. Around that time, in response to other users asking to see videos of Gaia that you were in, Good posted a response writing Cosmic Disclosure. Full transcripts can be found online, followed by a link to the website PDFcoffee.com. First cause of action, defamation. Gaia hereby realleges, incorporates by reference, paragraphs, blah, blah, blah. Okay, we may have gotten to the part where it's just going to kind of lay this out in totality now. Good knew that each of the defamatory statements were false or recklessly disregarded the falsity of each statement and established each of them with malice and with the intent to cause harm to Gaia. Right. It's the same stuff about the statements being injurious per se. Breach of contract. Gaia hereby realleges, incorporates by reference, all this stuff. Gaia has performed all or substantially all of its duties and responsibilities pursuant to the contract. Plaintiff breached the terms of the 2016 contract as amended by the 2017 amendment by failing to repay Gaia amounts due and owing, including repayment of the advanced event payment. As a result of the plaintiff's breach of the 2016 contract, Gaia has been damaged in an amount to be determined at trial, but not less than $25,000, plus prejudgment interest in Gaia's reasonable costs of this action, including attorney fees. Ooh, that one's going to sting. All right, now we're on to the relocation benefit. As a result of Good's breach of relocation benefit agreement, Gaia has been damaged in an amount to be determined at trial, plus prejudgment interest in Gaia's reasonable costs of this action, including attorney fees. Then we got the breach of contract. As a result of this, Gaia's been damaged in an amount to be determined at trial, plus prejudgment interest. Trademark infringement. Good's use of the mark in the petition likely caused confusion or mistake or deceived as to the affiliation, connection, or association of the petition with Gaia, or as to origin, sponsorship, or approval of the petition's goods, services, or commercial activities by Gaia, all to the damage and detriment of Gaia's reputation and goodwill. Good's use of the mark without Gaia's consent, without causing, inducing, or materially contributing to such use constitutes direct and contributory trademark infringement under the section of the Lanham Act. That's right. They talked about that in the other document, too. As a result of trademark infringement, Gaia has sustained damages in an amount to be determined at trial, plus interest, costs, and attorney's fees. That's going to add up to be a whole bunch of money, isn't it? Sixth cause of action, false designation of origin, unfair competition. Gaia owns the mark, right? Good's use of the mark in the petition without Gaia's consent or causing, inducing, or materially contributing to such use constitutes false designation of origin, unfair competition under the Lanham Act. As a result of this, Gaia has sustained damages in amount to be determined at trial, plus interest, costs, and attorney fees. Now, the seventh cause here, common law trademark infringement. As a result of Good's trademark infringement, Gaia has sustained damages in an amount to be determined at trial, plus interest, costs, and attorney fees. Eighth, common law unfair competition. As a result of unfair competition, Gaia has sustained damages in an amount to be determined at trial, plus interest, costs, and attorney fees. Tortious interference. I really like that phrase. It's pretty great. Good intentionally and improperly interfered with Gaia's contractual relationship with Jason Rice. Good caused Rice to end his relationship with Gaia. Good interfered in Rice's relationship with Gaia by using wrongful means, namely the threat of civil prosecution. Upon information belief, Good intentionally and improperly interfered with Gaia's contractual relationship with certain of its subscribers. Upon information belief, Good's actions caused certain of Gaia's then subscribers to terminate their relationship with Gaia. Upon information belief, Good interfered with the subscribers' relationship with Gaia by using wrongful means, namely by making defamatory statements about Gaia. Gaia has been damaged by each of Good's actions, including as a result of subscribers terminating their relationship with Gaia, thus causing the loss of subscription fees. I always lose the ability to read as I reach the end of these documents. I get all tripped up I get stupid just reading about Corey and his actions. I absorb his idiocy by way of osmosis or diffusion. 10th cause of action, unjust enrichment. Guy owns the transcripts, right? So this is where he used the transcripts. It would be unjust to allow Good to retain the benefit he received by posting transcripts and or video recordings of CD episodes on his personal website. Wherefore, Gaia respectfully requests that this court enter an order in favor of the defendant counterclaimant Gaia and against plaintiffs defendants James Corey Good and Good Enterprise Solutions, requiring Good and GES to remove the defamatory statements and any materials in which they appear in their entirety from SphereBangAlliance.com and any other sites to which plaintiffs have posted the defamatory statements or posted a link to any material containing the defamatory statements, including but not limited to Twitter.com, Facebook, YouTube, and to withdraw any submissions of the defamatory statements or related information made to other websites and or applications. I hope this next part happens. Requiring Good and GES to issue a public apology for defaming Gaia, to issue a retraction in full, and to publish such an apology and retraction on his personal website and on all other websites and social media accounts on which the defamatory statements were published. Enjoining Good and GES from publishing any further defamatory statements, awarding damages to Gaia against Good based on his defamatory statements, awarding damages to Gaia against Good GES jointly and severely, severally? I don't know lawsuit words. Can't they write these for dummies? I should have got ChatGPT to summarize it in an eighth grade reading level. Awarding damages that Gaia sustained, the profits Good has derived as a result of his trademark infringement, false designation of origin, unfair competition, and the amount to be determined at trial. These appear to just be restating the things I read earlier, where they're going to determine the amount he owes them at trial. Then it ends. We got a demand for a jury trial and a certificate of service. Well, there you have it, folks. Corey seems, pretty fucked. I'm going to hope, I got to admit, I've been distracted by the fact that my camera failed, which is probably because satanic pedophiles use some sort of directed energy weapon to melt my iPhone, and certainly had nothing to do with me not making sure there was enough room on my phone prior to recording this. Although I did try, I deleted a bunch of stuff, but apparently 5 gigabytes wasn't enough. I thought it would have been, but that is my mistake. All right, everybody, hootie hoop.